Songs for Art. I'll be wrapping all of those up a little later. Oh, look. First off, he hasn't been on for ages, it seems. Andy Mossack. Where in the world is he? International man of mystery, roving travel reporter. Now, as always, full travel log is coming about 11:15. I have, though, two clues to his location. And I need your help. You may have been here. Clue number one. I'm on a famous peninsula that was first discovered by Spanish explorer and conquistador Juan Ponce de Leon in 1513, who was so taken with the lush tropical floral vegetation, he named it the Land of Flowers. All right. Famous peninsula discovered by the Ponce de Leon, who named it the Land of Flowers. Now, there's another clue coming after 11 o'clock, but where do you think he could be? 81333-RUSS, if you reckon you know. 81333-RUSS, facebook.com/LateNightRussell. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Glad to have him back. Am and the Louth Bunch, a couple of early ideas for where is Andy, my name's self. Second clue's coming up just after the headlines, by the way. But Pam, good evening, saying I think he's in Florida. Always in the US of A. Neil also backing that up. Florida certainly is a big peninsula. It's the whole Ponce de Leon thing that's throwing me on this. Although it does make sense. I thought the Ponce de Leon was... I thought that was Fountain of Youth, wasn't it? The Ponce de Leon. If my memory serves, I'm only going on Pirates of the Caribbean films, so I never really know. But if you think you know where he is, Florida, certainly a good guess. Another clue coming up in a few minutes' time. However, it's 11, time for the news. Getting on wrestling matches. Who would have thought it of? You see, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. I mean, how was I to know she was a Drew McIntyre fan? We had something in common all of these times. Now, lots of people saying on the Andy Mossack front tonight, saying Florida's where it is with the Ponce de Leon and the Land of Flowers and all of this jazz. Let's see if this narrows it down. Your second and final clue. The man himself will be on in 10 minutes, but this lush, flat coastline is dotted with barrier islands, and I am on one with a royal connection. It was once owned by Britain and is named after the daughter of King George II, which remains so to this day. Lush flat coastline, dotted with barrier islands, one with a royal connection. Once owned by Britain, named after the daughter of King George II, which remains so to this day. Add that to the Ponce de Leon and the Land of Flowers. I think we are in Florida, but where exactly? You might have stumped us tonight. 81333-RUSS, when you drop me a teletext. You think you figure out. Maybe you've been there yourself. I couldn't even tell you what the daughter of George II was called. I keep wanting to say Charlotte, but I'm sure it's not. I mean, that was George III's wife, wasn't it? So it's not... there were a lot of Charlottes knocking around in those days. 0800-389-3333. If you can help me out with this, man himself, less than 10 minutes, is Katy Perry on the beat. Are we crazy? At 11:20 then, on a Thursday night. Ooh. High drama, dramatic music, which means that for the first time in absolutely ages, it's time to say hello to Mr. Andy Mossack, as we're trying to zone in the different options here of where he could be. I want to say Florida Keys, we had some suggestions. Is Andy actually in Port Charlotte in Florida, says Pam and the Louth Bunch again. Port Charlotte. I was thinking Charlotte, but I'm not sure if I'm right with that one. Robert in Filey. Hi there, Robert. Where in the world? I think Andy may be on Amelia Island in Florida, which is off the Atlantic coast. Do you know what? There's lots of good options here. First off, though, let me say a hearty good evening, Mr. Andy Mossack.
Hey, mate. Hello. You all right?
Ahoy, hoy. Nice to talk to you.
Ahoy, hoy. Do you know, I was almost there, wasn't I? I was so close.
Hang on a second. Does this mean I'm going to plump here? I'm going to plump, as I like to do every so often. I'm going to go for Amelia Island. Was that right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, is it Robert? Is it Robert who got that?
It's Robert in Filey, literally 2 minutes ago.
Man alive! I thought that was it. I thought I finally got a win.
Amelia Island in Florida. So we've zoned in. We've found you. So I mean, here we go then. Yeah. Amelia, do you know what? I've never heard of it. Amaze me, Andy. No, I've never heard of it.
I know, and I think most people haven't. It's not really on the tourist treadmill, is it? And it's a lovely, lovely place. It's obviously North Florida, so we're in the winter sun capital of the world, as you would imagine Florida to be. But summertime, it's still pretty hot, you know, mid-30s, lots of afternoon tropical showers, that's the difference. And up in the north, very close to the border of Georgia, is Amelia Island. And it's a barrier island, close enough to be kind of connected to the mainland by bridges, you know, but... It's really lovely. It's only 2 miles down, but 15 miles across. Beaches all the way round. Accommodation to suit all pockets. And, you know, tons of marine and wildlife to look out for. I love it. It's a real find, actually. And I've been really pleasantly surprised. What a lovely place. Very islandish, sort of very quirky. And it's got a great little downtown. Cute and compact. You know, you could walk around it. And there's like live music coming out of the bars wherever I walk. So I saw this band, they were called Smokestack, in this bar. Three lead guitarists, and they basically did good. Yeah, they did good southern country rock. Everything from the Allmans to the Eagles, you know, to Deep Purple, really. It was great.
Well, do you know, I'm thinking about it. That the part of... The part of Florida, like the northern bit of Florida, correct me if I'm wrong, you may know, somebody else might correct me, but like the northern bit of Florida where it butts into Georgia and you have a few of them, that's Lynyrd Skynyrd country, isn't it, around there?
Yeah, it's not far away, yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's kind of, what was it? Was it Muscle Shoals? Was that where they were?
It might be that. It might be, yes, it
but
might
anyway,
be.
Anyway, yeah. Brilliant. And they got this twang. Yeah, it's great.
So how come you found yourself on Amelia Island then? What's brought you to this? Because there's always a reason. You never end up in the lap of luxury by chance. Why have you chosen this island? What are they trying to do around this then?
Well, they're trying to sort of, you know, the fact is now that there is a royal connection with America. They want to sort of promote the English heritage, I suppose. And Amelia Island's CVB, or it's called the Visitors Bureau, you know, Convention and Visitors Bureau. Uh-huh. They feel that they've got a connection because, as you said, George II's daughter, is where the island's named after, and it was British for a certain length of time. So they feel they've got a connection, and they wanted to sort of just get people to discover it. It's known by a lot of the kind of East Coast brigade, if you like, of America, but obviously in terms of the UK, no, nobody knows it, and it's got a lot to offer, really has. Kayaking, we did a bit of kayaking, got in the old creek and started paddling, and then catfish were literally jumping into my canoe, so it was one of those, you know.
Wanted to keep you company, Andy.
I thought I'd catch something instead of fishing. You know, you just sort of sit around, wait for a fish to jump and kill itself into your canoe. But alligators are lying around, the odd bird of prey, you know, up in the trees looking at me, thinking, bit of lunch. Wow. But, we did it also, interestingly, we took a little cruise out on this sort of day cruise to Cumberland Island, which is another one which is very close by. That used to be owned by the Carnegies.
And, I know that name. Where do I?
The Carnegie Hall, maybe.
Right. Okay. So, they own the island then.
They own the whole island, and they built their own winter mansion, 37,000 square feet, called Dungeness, and it had its own railway. You know, it was like you're rich enough, you can build your own railway, because you don't want to walk anywhere, do you?
No. Well, once you've built Carnegie Hall, you may as well build a 30,000-foot mansion with its own railway. I mean, that's the only way to top it, isn't it?
It is. It's ridiculous, yeah. And it was quite the place, because Amelia Island was back in the day, it was quite a fancy place. People used to go there for vacations. And so John F. Kennedy's son, was married there in Cumberland Island with, I think he married Jacqueline Bisset's daughter. So that was quite well known. And nowadays, there's just the ruins of the mansion left. And but you go past the island and it's fun. And it's got wild horses on it too. So you've got like 200 wild horses just walking around. So that's it's quite a cool place to be. So that was good. And the other thing, mate, I've got to tell you a funny story. Amelia Island's got the biggest Civil War fort in the US, I think, that's kind of perfectly preserved.
Right.
And it's on this promontory. It never saw a shot fired because it was apparently in a strategically terrible place. So they basically left it. But the Union Army had it. The Confederate Army had it, and you could just literally go and walk in, you know, have a look around. So it's got its own, it's called Fort Clinch, and it's got its own national park. And right. you do a 6-mile walk in, so you go in there, and then I go inside the fort, and there's the flagpole, you know, and there was a guy standing there in full grey uniform, you know, and he looked a bit like Benny Hill, you know, he had that sort of look of Benny Hill about him.
Okay, I can see him, yeah.
Yeah, and he's standing by the flagpole, you know, standing to attention. Like, so I went up to him and I said, hello. He says, and he's wearing grey, right? So I sort of made a bit of an error because I thought he was Confederate. And I just said to him, are you a Confederate soldier? He says, no, sir, I'm a Federal soldier.
Wow.
And he looked at me and I thought he was going to, if he saluted, it would definitely be Benny Hill, you know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Please tell me he did.
No, he didn't. No. He then brought the flag down. But anyway, it was quite funny. But anyway, it was good to be there. That was nice. Fort Clinch, yeah. It's a brilliant place. I thought it was really interesting. And then they do this Dickens weekend here as well to kind of just to elongate the British bit. They do a Dickens weekend where everybody dresses up in Dickensian costumes and walks around in the boiling heat. Only in America, you might say, right? Just
Lord.
Reading portions of Dickens' books, you know, as you do.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's Amelia, yeah.
Amelia, right. So what's like, I mean, here we go, big question as always. What's the food like here, Andy? I mean, is it Cajun influenced? Is it very standard American, or is it lots of fish?
Well, no. If I said succotash to you, what would you say?
I'd say screaming succotash.
Yeah, suffering succotash, right? Yeah. Sylvester the Cat and Duffy Duck, yeah. It is actually a dish.
It's an actual thing.
It's a real thing, and it's made from lima beans, sweet corn, tomato, and red peppers.
Delish.
Very delicious. Yeah. They do fried avocado. So if you can imagine chunky chips, but fried, they're avocado slices fried.
Oh,
frankly, I think it's a waste of a good, healthy avocado, personally. But
no, fry it, Andy. Fry it. Get it in the fat.
Fry is good.
It's where the taste comes from. They're really good. Do it in lard as well. Do it in lard.
I'll make it really healthy. Yeah, okay. And then mahi-mahi, which is kind of tuna-based fish, which is they have a lot of that here too. And interestingly, the old burgers in America now, they've gone a bit healthy, and you can get them just wrapped in lettuce if you want. So
what's happened to the nation? A burger wrapped in lettuce?
Whatever next.
I won't stand for it.
Anyway, this is very quickly. I also took a 400-mile drive south away from there down to Fort Lauderdale, just to where I am now, just to be a bit of a holiday with me and the missus. And it's nice, Fort Lauderdale. We're in a lovely little place called Lauderdale by the Sea, which is in between sort of Fort Lauderdale on one side and Pompano Beach on the other. So it's nice. Yeah. It's a barrier island again. And they do this thing. It's an intercoastal waterways running in the middle of it, but they do turtle nesting because it's turtle nesting season.
Oh, how lovely.
So they look after the turtles. So you're not allowed to put street lights on in the evening or headlights from the car. So they take it all very seriously. So we're here for a few days, so it's nice. It's
fantastic.
Nice.
And I suppose because everything's so easily connected and whatnot, flights in and out of Florida, I mean, there's nothing new there. It's one of the most travelled routes in the world, isn't it?
It is, actually. We flew straight into Jacksonville, actually, which is, I believe, the home of the Tedeschi Trucks band when I went to see them the other week. And they come from Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, wow.
Which is quite a nice place. But yeah, Jacksonville's good, and I'm coming back through Miami. So yeah, the usual suspects.
How superb. I think this is absolutely fantastic. I have to just say, it just sounds like you're having the best time. And I've got to say, Amelia Island, it's another one on the to-visit list. I've got to get that. Maybe get there for the nice summertime Dickens Festival. Because
I would.
Why not? You know?
Well, listen, tonight I'm a celebrity. They've got the red carpet out for me tonight, mate. I'm going to Dune and Itaru. Oh, two nights, two celebrity restaurants. So to be seen and be seen in, eh?
Well, you know what? They can put the prices up after you've been in there, Andy, because you bring a certain kudos and a touch of class to the proceedings.
Yeah.
Andy, it's been brilliant to talk to you. When are you next with us?
Tuesday week, I think, we're going to do something from... I've never been there before. I'm very excited about it.
Oh, can't wait for that. You take care of it. Enjoy the celebrity restaurant, Andy.
I intend to. Thanks, mate. Good luck.
Take care. Bye-bye. There's Andy Mossack, Amelia Island in Florida. Sounds like a place on the to-do list. I tell you what, I'm going to be a little late for the half hour of power. We'll have Ed Sheeran in a second, and then I promise I'll kick it all off.
BBC Radio Leeds.